Oh, nee, maar meer die aan. Ben nou op de toe aan kiezen voor Sherman, of even toe aan kiezen voor Sherman. Maar bij de kast, maar Sherman met zo'n examen in de hoog. Die niet dat Tim de Havid.
Oké. So, what's up by his contention?
Kiezen Sherman is not one of the Sherman is over the hill.
Sharper Shimon.
That they know for not the two in Kiddush Hashem.
Sharper.
That if they were to have Kiddush Hashem, they would be an eighth.
Thank you.
Wait.
So now explain. What's Abaye saying? His presumption was that the question required. You just said it, but what's the underlying assumption? How does Abaye conceptualize the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem?
That it's like its own unique mitzvah, separate from many.
It's a separate and distinct obligation. Hence, it would constitute
an eighth,
right? That's an assumption, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we should appreciate that. So that understanding that assumption is clearly sine qua non, it's a prerequisite to understand the machlokes with Rava. Because what's Rava's rejoinder?
Amalei Rava, inhu, l'chlavas raihu.
Ah. So Rava says, inhu, the seven, v'cholab is raihu. That's a hard word to translate. How would you translate that before we see Rashi?
Like anything like that's like part of them or connected to any of them.
Okay. Good. Anybody else?
Offshoots.
Derivatives. To use Ariel's language. Tributaries. Penumbras. But here, before we see Rashi, Shimon, why does it matter so much? Because Rava's contention is that there's a basic assumption that Abaye makes that he doesn't share, that one could be mitzuveh b'kiddush Hashem, and that kiddush Hashem, instead of being a separate and distinct obligation, thereby constituting an eighth, would be, what would the alternative be, according to Rava?
Be like a piece of each of the Shabbos, so it would be that
intrinsic to Gezel, Eiver Minachai, Birkas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichos Damim, Dinim, intrinsic to one's commitment to them is what? Meaning?
If somebody were to say, violate this, I'm going to shoot you, then you have to give up your
life. Martyrdom. That for a guy to be mitzuveh and shvichos damim, eo ipso, means that one has to be prepared to martyr oneself. So the question, Shimon, l'cha'ora, that Abaye and Rav are debating, is only superficially whether or not B'nai Noach are mitzuvim. What's the essential question that they're debating? Micah? The real question under debate is when we talk about B'nai Noach, this is not a possibility that occurred to us because the Gemara cited a source for Klal Yisrael that Kiddush Hashem is part of Taryag, is a pasuk. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, v'nikdashti b'soch B'nai Yisrael. So what's really under consideration is there another iteration of Kiddush Hashem that isn't a separate and distinctive obligation, but is built into the very texture of other mitzvos. If we could answer that question, then we would know whether or not B'nai Noach would be obligated. Abaye apparently says no. It would require its own mitzvah. Memela, it's not one of the seven. Rava says yes. And therefore, it falls under the category of Inhu v'cholab Yisrael. Does Kiddush Hashem need to express itself as a separate and distinctive obligation? Or can Kiddush Hashem be intrinsic a prat within Shvichos Damim, Eiver Minachai, Gazel, Dinim, Vodazara, Bechas Hashem? That's the real question. Because as you will not be surprised to hear, Rava also knew that 7 plus 1 is 8. So when Abaye said, oh, but there are only 7 mitzvahs, not 8. He wasn't sitting there thinking to himself, now I've really got him. So much hinges on the nature of Kiddush Hashem. Shimon yesterday put up an admirable, earning him reading rights today, an admirable defense of Rava's proposition. Do you want to just reiterate what you said yesterday? He said, how could it be if they only have... I held you off yesterday, but I assumed you'd be back. What'd you say? Does anybody else remember what Shimon said? Dev? Chavrusa. Even if he doesn't remember what he said, at least you should remember what he said. So Shimon said yesterday, while we were in Seder, he says, but if they only have 7, does that ring a bell? Appreciate the restraint on the part of the country club over here. If they only have 7, Shimon said, then how could it be that they're not ultimately obligated to martyr themselves? Like, what would it even mean for them? Now it came back? Yeah. You did say that. That was an important idea. And that seems to be consistent with the very ethic of Inhu v'cholab Yisrael, that we're not just giving them 7 obligations, but it's 7 obligations as kind of broad areas that will then have secondary, tertiary, quaternary levels to them. And, as Rava is suggesting, require martyrdom rather than abrogation. So let's take a look at how Rashi defines Abizrahu. Again, very hard word to translate.
Abizrahu,
kolmidi d'shayach bu. Anything which is pertinent therein. Okay, let's pause right there. What does that mean? Ukdusha Hashem shayach bu.
Ukdusha Hashem is a part of any Hashem mitzvah.
Right, so that I find to be quite a leap. Avishai, why is that quite a leap? He says, "Kol miti d'shayach bahu," and then he says, "And kiddush Hashem d'shayach bahu." Is that a reasonable extension?
I mean, I'd say no.
Why not? What's the gap here in Rashi's argumentation? Pick an example. Let's say gezel. Okay, so gezel means you can't steal. I say abizrayu is, give me an example of abizrayu, something which isn't quite stealing, but borders on stealing. Withholding somebody's payment. You have a worker, you didn't pay them. So you didn't quite go up to them and take money from them, but you withheld money from them. Fine. Abizrayu. Now, what's the gap between that and Kiddush Hashem? Is Kiddush Hashem abizrayu in that sense of the term? Certainly not. So for Rashi to say, oh, abizrayu means kol midi d'shayach b'hu, and that would include martyrdom, that's a leap. Shimon, go ahead.
V'im omer lo lavor al otam mitzvah lo yehari, v'imlo yikadish at Hashem, yavor alayim, hilkach, hoi nami b'chalim.
Right. So Rashi struggles, I think. It's a great reference, but struggles to explain how inu v'chol abizrayu could necessarily extend from, let's say I described gezel relates to oshek, to get you to martyrdom. Yeah, you can construct a scenario, but by that token I could say, and nedarim also, because if you took a neder, not to eat eiver min achai, so also nedarim is now one of the mitzvos b'nei noach. You construct fact patterns that really it's ancillary. Emmanuel?
Is it possible that Papa was just talking about specifically in relation to Avodah Zarah? Where's the improvement of talking about all the improvements of B'nai Noach?
Well, why would you think, first based on the text of the Gemara, that this would be limited to Avodah Zarah? Okay, but you say, Avodah Zarah, let's say, Abizrayo de Avodah Zarah, going into a church. You're not actually worshipping, right, the Trinity, but you're going into a church. So it's a machlokas rishonim, whether you can do that to save your life. The Mechaber Paskins, Lekula Yeredeya Kofnan Zayim, Sif Gimel. So, there's it's Abizrayo. It's a normal case of Abizrayo. I don't think there's any reason to be mechalik in terms of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we have this machlokas between Abai and Rava, which, at a very superficial level, is about B'nai Noach, but at a foundational level, is clearly about the nature of Kiddush Hashem. Is it a separate and distinctive obligation? Or could you argue that a commitment to martyrdom is built in to mitzvos? It's a new version of Kiddush Hashem. We haven't seen that before. Both Abaye and Rava will agree that this is the question that will ultimately determine whether or not B'nai Noach are mitzuvin. For Abaye, Kiddush Hashem is always a separate obligation. For Rava, when it comes to B'nai Noach, interestingly enough, Kiddush Hashem is built into the obligation in the mitzvah per se. So that now requires a great deal of thought. Yes, you just give me 1 second to fully pose the question, then I'll turn it over to you. Can anybody think of, maybe apropos Shimon's comment from yesterday, can anybody think of a logical reason to suggest that whilst for Klal Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem will always be a separate and distinct obligation, either rooted in Avas Hashem or V'nikdashti, or both, for B'nai Noach, it might make sense that it wouldn't emerge separately, but would inhere in each of the seven areas. Why would that be a logical proposition? Yossi?
So maybe because sort of everything that you're doing as a Jew is sort of Kiddush Hashem, so you need a separate obligation to say that everything you're doing is a Kiddush Hashem. For B'nai Noach, only these seven are going to be Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, it's sort of like, because they're specifically commanded these seven from Hashem, it's like built in.
So let me respond, and then I'll give you a chance to respond to me. But then why couldn't you say that for Klal Yisrael? It should be built into Taryag.
Because even when they're not doing a mitzvah, they still have to be Kiddush Hashem. But for B'nai Noach, it's only specifically these seven.
Very fascinating. I accept that. Your point is well taken. What Yossi is saying is that Kiddush Hashem, let's say, I assume you have the Gemara Newman Peivav in mind. You know that when the Gemara talks about B'dibur B'nachas imabrios, Masal Matano B'amuna imabrios, Alav HaKasav Omer, Avdiata Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar, which the Rambam cites in Yisodei Torah, Parakei, Halacha Yad Aleph, as a form of Kiddush Hashem, even though it's not expressly a mitzvah. That would be the source, right? Okay, I can accept that. And that might not be relevant, right? Ashrei Aviv Shalim De Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalim De Torah. KT, you just want to pull it? Read it for us? Yuma Peivav. That's what Yossi is referring to. Amud Aleph. It's a very reasonable suggestion. Go ahead. It's interesting. Gemara presents it in terms of Avas Hashem. The Rambam takes it in terms of Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, go ahead. You have to shemel kecha. Sheim sheshim shemayim isayiv al yadecha. Sheikori v'shonim v'shamish tamidei chamim. Hey masal matana benachas imabrios. Ma abrios omro salav. Ashrei aviv shalim do Torah. Ashrei rabu shalim do Torah. Oy lahem labrios shalolam do Torah. Ploni shalom do Torah. Ru kamenoyim drachav. Kama misukanim ma'asav. This is what Yossi was talking about. Olav akasav omer v'yomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha es pa'ar. Avim yishikori v'shonim v'shamish tamidei chamim. V'ein masal matana emuna. Ve'ein bidubur or binachasi mabrios mabrios omer salav oil la ploni shalom atara oil laviv shalim do Torah oil la rabo shalim do Torah ploni shalom atara ru kam mikul kalin masav v'cham mechuar in dracha v'alav kasev omer bar lahem amashem ela mi'artzo yatzal. So the Gemara phrases in terms of Avas Hashem, but Yossi is saying like everything a Jew does is a referendum on Torah. So it makes sense that it would be a separate and distinct obligation. You can't just limit it to tariq mitzvos. That's a very persuasive suggestion. Katie, do you want to just read that last halacha in Parakei of Tochos Yitzodei HaTorah to prove that it really is? The Gemara, you wouldn't have the impression that it's an Indian of Kiddush Hashem, but the Rambam holds that it's... So it's Yitzodei HaTorah Parakei, and it's the last halacha. The Kiddush of the Rambam was to repackage this as a din of Kiddush Hashem. That's Yossi's argument. It's a very strong argument. Okay, last halacha.
V'yish dvar mechirim sheim d'chlal chil Hashem. Hu sheyas ha'adam gadol b'torah v'farsim b'chassidut dvarim sh'habriyo meranino b'acharav b'shulan. V'avol pi she'ina maviro hari zeh chil ad Hashem. V'gon shlokeach v'ino nodin me'halaka achlalter. V'hu yish lo v'nimtso ha'mocharin tuvayin v'hu makifan. Oh, then Oshayarbe the Schok, Oba Achila Vishtia, Etel Amara to him. Oshayin Diburo Benacha, Imabriel, Vena Makab Magbilan Bab Saver Pandiago, Ala Balki Kata Vichas. Ayoti Bidwar Mehidu, Akol Livy Gordo Shalchacham, Tershi Dakte Kalatzo Vyasa Livim Shusadin. Vichated in Daki Chacham Alatzo, Bahaya Dibur Benacha, Imabriel, the Dito Rubble Imahim. Makbila
See that? Hareza Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam takes Numa Pevav and says it's also Dini Kiddush Hashem. So yes, it's a very strong argument. For Klal Yisrael, you couldn't possibly limit it to Tariq Mitzvos because it transcends that. It's very good. Okay, Avi, and then Micah.
Maybe like the people would generally be for B'nai Hashem, but because with B'nai Yisrael we have a Chai B'Hem,
oh,
which would kind of, we have to like have the extra Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem to kind of counteract
that. Okay, who are you, whose position are you citing? Who says that? I was waiting for somebody to say that, but you saw that yesterday. Who she does that? Yossi took me by surprise in a good way by coming up with a different... I thought, Avi, what you said is whose idea? You saw it yesterday. It's Beferish and Tosos. Avi, read the Tosos. Ben Noach Mitzuva al Kiddush Hashem. You didn't get up to it yesterday? Well, wow. So that's the Havamina and the Maskana. So what's the Havamina? That V'chai Bahem is B'Yisrael Ksiv. So it Mimela for B'nai Noach, they don't have a permission structure for life. Remember we described the three basic shitos. For the Ran, it's a titanic clash between Avas Hashem and V'chai Bahem. For the Rambam, V'chai Bahem dominates everything. For the Smak, Avas Hashem clears the field. But Tosa says, wait a second. What kind of question is this? B'nai Noach have no permission structure to violate any mitzvah. They have no v'chai b'hem. They have no chavivos nafshan shal Yisrael. Mari Durai. So, of course they have to lay down their life. It's built into every... This is what Shimon was driving at yesterday. It's built into Memela, it's built into Shvichos Damin, Avodazara, Giloy Arayos, Evra Minachai, Dinim, Gezel, Berkas Hashem. Of course they'll have to lay down the life. The standard assumption is we would too. But V'chai Bahem counteracts that. Labriut. And then Tosvos, you can hear the tires screeching between the Havamin and the Maskana. Says, oh no, maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe for Jews, V'chai Bahem is needed to counteract the precedent. Which precedent, Avi? Which is set by? Wow. Now, Avi, you're a thinking man. They can call you whatever they want. Rosenberg Cohen, you're a thinking man. What do you make of that maskana? You persuaded? Seems a little strange that you would make a binyan av based on rotzeach and arim murasa to every other mitzvah. Sounds very clearly in the Gemara that these are exceptional circumstances. So whereas the havamina is nothing short of tantalizing, as Gavi would say, the maskana, I don't know about you, it leaves me a bit cold. The Havamina is enormously powerful. It suggests, again, put it on the spectrum of the Ran, the Smak, the Rambam, it really suggests that the starting point for the discussion is that, of course we would martyr ourselves for any mitzvah. The chiddush is v'chai bohem. And b'meila, for b'nei Noach, where they don't have v'chai bohem, of course they're going down. That's quite a way to look at the world. You know who could get really excited about this Havamina? Who would love this Havamina? This Havamina appears on the refrigerator of who? The Smach. Of course we're going down. Of course, that's our natural assumption. Well, so what Avi said is profound, because what it establishes clearly is the idea that martyrdom is built into every mitzvah. Even for members of Klal Yisrael, we expect that before. Yossi had a very compelling reason to be mechalik. The answer is what the answer is. But Tosfos is pushing the outer boundaries of the sugya because they're now saying that really martyrdom is built in the Havamina. And V'chai Bahem comes to neutralize that. And then presumably, you have a third, an overriding factor of Kiddush Hashem, which is its own separate mitzvah. It's a really interesting way of thinking about it. Alex.
Is this Tosfos Shel Shishbasson in Avodah Zarah? Does it say Rosh HaLachmir
Lassno? Absolutely. And it's we had spent a lot of time developing the Shita, the Balei HaTosfos in general. This all starts with the presumption that, contra Rambam, there is volunteerism when it comes to martyrdom. But again, this is even further than that, right? Because what Tosfos is suggesting is that the starting point would be that it wasn't even volunteerism. But every mitzvah itself just requires martyrdom. And V'chai Bahem sort of releases you from that obligation. So you're absolutely correct. We didn't just send Alex off to the senior tour to make a few, you know, appearances, you know. Stay sharp. General?
So, if I remember correctly, I think we said that Beis Din Bnei Noach is not chayav in Dinei Knassos, because it might be that that's like only for Kiddush Hashem. So wouldn't that be like a proof that Beis Din Bnei Noach...
Well, let's try to stay in the primary sukkah. You happen to be correct that there are other indications, but they're largely based on this sukkah. Everybody's going to have to come back. This is ground zero. Okay. Micah, you were going to make another suggestion as to why it might make sense specifically for B'nai Noach to have a version of Kiddush Hashem which is sort of built in as opposed to a separate obligation.
Yeah, so for B'nai Noach, who have these seven that are also foundational, so they're going to need, it's intrinsic to these foundational seven that they need a Kiddush Hashem, but we have 613 and it's not, they're not also as foundational. Not everyone's as foundational as the next, so it's not intrinsic condition that we have Kiddush Hashem, so we need a 7-5. It makes sense because in Hashanah Shema, when everything becomes, we need a structure, but in Hashanah Shema, when everything becomes foundational, so all of a sudden it's all
right. I agree with every word you said. Rather than consider that a separate Svara, I'm going to say that's really what underlies the Havamina of Tosfos. If you really want to drill down and think, like, well, what was Tosfos getting at when they said it's assumed that B'nai Noach are just going to have to lay down their life for everything? It makes sense because this is, Shimon, what you were intuiting yesterday, that if they only have seven, it's got to be that these seven are, like, super crucial. And if you violate one of those seven, you know, it's catastrophic. So I think Micah's svara undergirds Shimon's intuition from yesterday / Avi's, you know, Baruch Shekivanta to Tosfos. Aval Aur Sheshachta. Sorry.
Would you say also that the reason why B'nai Yisrael would be the higher field, because if you not so B'nai Yisrael, even for B'nai Noah, the field is only among within B'nai Yisrael, Rashi, that means the way Rashi characterizes it later on Ayin Hei Elul Aleph, so that make it more, maybe the audience could be a different idea than the actual martyr himself.
I would agree with that. I think we have to treat that as a symptom of whatever we determine here. It's probably downstream. I would agree with that. Okay. So we have really established two things so far. Number one, that the debate between Abaye and Rava is whether or not Kiddush Hashem can take on an intrinsic status, something along the lines of Inu v'chol abizrayhu. Abaye didn't believe that. Rava did. Nafkamina for B'nai Noach and Kiddush Hashem. And two, right, what our default position should be. Should we just assume martyrdom? The v'chai b'hem point, the havamina of the Bali Atosos aligning really seamlessly with the smak. Okay. Shimon, let's go a little bit further.
My havi Allah.
What do those three words mean? My havi Allah.
Like it needs a final answer. What is the
give me a final answer. Who says that? Who defines the three words my havi Allah in said fashion? The Bali Atosos. Excellent. My havi Allah. Okay? So Tosa says this requires a full and comprehensive maskana. Go ahead.
Amar Bala Barava, Amri Bey Rav, Tivuda, Ludavar Zaysa Hashem of Dacha, the God of Nibay Rishon, Ishahavo, Shalom, Unishahayadiv, Ishahavati. Utiva Yomar Lolish Shalom.
Okay, so fill us in on this story. Who is Naaman? What's happening?
Naaman was a guy.
Let's take half a step back. Shimon, last week, Kisisa, you learned Rashi?
Yes.
What does Rashi say on the word kechalo so? Kechala. Hamikushetas. Kach. Avi. Hecher, louder.
Just like
24
gifts, so too
you
should
24 ornaments. Kishutin.
So too you should be
Kach Tamitzach Chacham Tzarech Lios Me'utar Be Chav Dalad Tzvarim. Yeah. Good. How do you know that there are 24 ornaments, by the way, that a Kala has? Shayo. But good. Okay. So, all right. Yaakov Kamenetsky, half an hour a day. Rabosai, half an hour a day. Tanakh, half an hour a day. 80 times he finished. Real Tamidei Chachamim, no Tanakh. Mu'utar b'chav dal tzvar. So what's the story of Naaman? So Shimon got us started in the right direction. He was a goy.
I guess you wouldn't say in the stamp, but he was a king somewhere, I guess. Was it Aram?
So he was the chief of staff, the chief general to the king of Aram. Excellent.
And he had
Saras. And he had Saras. So he was convinced. He'd be like, he was on board.
So I'm not sure if it was Elisha told him or he asked Elisha something to do.
Yeah, he says, Dvar hazeh, yislach ha-shaliyadach. He says, I got a problem here. Because I've got this professional obligation. I've got to show up in the Beis Rimon every now and again. You know? It will look bad if I'm not there. It's sort of like a state function. You know? And he sort of leans on me. V'hu nishan al yadi, the melech. V'ishta chavesi, and I have to bow down. You know, it's part of the... And Elisha says, Nishkeferlach, just go ahead. Right? Vayomer lo leich l'shalom. So Shimon, back to you. What does that sound like?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. So the Gemara says, Vim Isa. If it's really a problem, if he would have to martyr himself, we could understand that the circumstances are difficult circumstances. But if you really have to martyr yourself, so then what is Elisha, you know, telling him? It's okay to do this? Lo leimale, you shouldn't have said it. So what's the answer?
It's in our privacy.
Meaning?
That because Naaman was doing a bizarre, not around any like Jews, any Germanian Jews, so it's not a situation where you'd be chayiv
people. You wouldn't be chayiv me din kiddush Hashem anyway, so that's the only reason he told him leich l'shalom. But if it was b'far hesya, is it possible that Gayim could be mitzuvim?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Rashi, you don't get all you get is what we call dechia, right? The Gemara just pushes it off and says, that was this. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's not different. You don't really know. Okay. So let's, Shimon, if you don't mind, just fill in the Rashis. A couple of important Rashis here, and then we'll go over to Tosfos. So Rashi is actually saying something very sophisticated, very profound. He says, not that we would have expected Elisha to necessarily do what? To remonstrate with him, right? We wouldn't have actually required Elisha to do that. Why not? Because mitzvah of Teichacha is limited to Klal Yisrael. But there's two different dinim. One's a din Teichacha. What's the other din, Shimon? Exactly. You can't, even if you're not mechuyev in teichacha, you can't give a person a license to go and do something wrong. There's two very different things.
We had the story of where he told him that he could like kill him faster. Then we got to Eretz Yisrael. He asked about it. Isn't that like furthering the murder? Is it allowing for the murder?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I have to think about that. But al pi pashtas, Rashi is saying is that even when there's no chiyuv teichacha, there's still an iser to give somebody a carte blanche to violate an aver. Right? Miu oduya dvar iser lo luduye. Okay. So Rashi's final reading is Bitsina Naman Bitsina Hava. This gets to Sariel's point. Excellent. Interesting. So that is a fascinating view. Now, what makes that so fascinating? Eitan.
It's a separate mitzvah to do Kiddush Hashem, but for Ben Noach, we're trying to say that it's intrinsic.
Svasayim Yishak. I cannot add or detract. It's such a strange Rashi. And Sariel, it comes back exactly to the reason I said we would have to evaluate it downstream. But if the whole Hava Mina of Goyim being Mechuyavin and Kiddush Hashem has nothing to do with V'nikdash Divisoch V'nei Yisrael. The question is whether it's built into Aveda Zara, Erayos, Rechus Damim, Gezel, Ever Minachai, Tzarchi and Gadol. Why would that even make a difference? So Tosfos's problems with Rashi are presented in a more technical way. Shimon, before we read it inside, what is Tosfos not like about Rashi? You summarized it before, but Tosfos says, if that were really true, what problem does he have with the text of the Gemara? Mayhav yala, right? Like, we need something firm. We need, don't tell me if it's this way than that, if it's that way than that, just give me an answer. Are they Mitzuvim or not? But what Eitan says is really a profound observation. Kiddush Hashem for Bnei Noach wouldn't take on this tzura anyway. It'd be a din in the Maisa Aveira. What do with Vinikdashti? I mean, if you're Abaye, then fine. But that's why Abaye rejected it, because he said it would have to be like some kind of an eighth mitzvah. But the whole Svara Lahachmir is within Shitas Rava. Okay. So that brings us to Tosos. Excellent. Umishani habitzina before Hasya. So that's Rashi, okay? Well, maskana zo. So that's really important, Yesod. I never realized that. Maybe you guys figured this out earlier than I did in your Talmudic careers, but I actually never realized until learning this Tosfos that my Haviyala always required one to come to for a maskana. It's actually a very helpful pointer. So apparently there's another ksaf yad where it says vayomer leich lo shalom v'im isa, right? And if there was really a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem by Bnei Noach, forget about the word lo, take that out, leimalei, he should have just told him habitzina habifar hasya. Not to worry, because you'd be doing it bitzina, by virtue of the fact that he didn't say that. So then what are we meant to conclude? According to Tosfos?
It would even be in that situation.
By virtue of the fact that he didn't say habitzina, habifar hasya, he just said, leich l'shalom. What does that mean, Emmanuel? The maskana? But there's no din of kiddush Hashem for Bnei Noach. Good. Kapashit, the lo makbid, that there's the milsa the pshita, that we don't worry about kiddush Hashem for Bnei Noach. He just told them stam leich l'shalom. Don't worry about it. If it's on us, it's on us. You have nothing to answer for. So we've made some gains, but we also have some questions, namely, Eitan, as usual, with his excellent question. Because, Eitan, we have the same problem for Tosfos, ultimately, that we did for Rashi. why would Kiddush Hashem livnei Noach if it really is an intrinsic din? It's part of Eiver Min HaChai. What does it have to do with public? That was a Klal Yisrael issue of Vinigdashti. Even Yasi, according to your beautiful approach, all of those things are in social situations, right? Dibo b'nachas yim abriyos, masa umatano. So Baal Karchenu, we have to think of something that can bridge this gap. Because it's in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, whether you're Goris like Rashi or Tosos, the Gemara is saying that somehow, even according to the intrinsic approach, which is Rava's idea, Inu v'chol Abizrayu, public versus private would make a difference. Eitan, what's your instinct here? Even if we assume that it's really an intrinsic part of Eiver Min HaChai, an intrinsic part of Gezel.
If we say that Bnei Noach is their mitzvah is to keep society functioning, then it could make a very big difference if it's in public or private.
Elaborate. You hit the nail on the head, but just take it one step further. First and goal.
If it's in public, it can lead to more like anarchy and more generation, I guess. If it's in private, it's not going to inspire anyone.
Ah, okay. Eitan, yafe sha'alta, yafe tiratzta. It's exactly right. As Shimon observed yesterday, if you have only 7 mitzvos, it stands to reason that each is really essential. And that martyrdom could very well be an intrinsic stipulation in each mitzvah. And yet, the very essential quality means then in situations which are highly anomalous, eat this Eiver Min HaChai, or I'll kill you, your doing so wouldn't necessarily be a reflection of the kind of barbarism which Eiver Min HaChai seeks to prevent, and therefore might only require martyrdom if it was likely to cause a degeneration of societal norms. Eitan, I find that, and have found that, to be the most persuasive answer to this question. It's really outstanding. That Rava could really live with that. Inu v'chol Abizrayu, and that's going to include martyrdom, but maybe with the Tanai, according to Rashi and Tosfos, they're, again, Tosfos Maskana is that they're not mitzvah, not Kiddush Hashem, I'll call upon him, but the proof still requires us still with Farhesia. For Rashi, it may very well be that they are Farhesia, so I guess, you know, for Rashi, there's a little bit more pressure on the question, but the point is that it's not going to be so terrible. The implications for society won't be so bad. Rav Rosenzweig likes to call Shimon your idea about there being just 7 as survivalist. It's to prevent. I was a little disappointed that Eitan didn't. He mentioned anarchy, but inexplicably left off cannibalism. So, Tzarech Ian Gadol, but. Arya.
Perhaps another answer one could say is that the reason that we said that like a Jew would have to, we still have to die in something of Ozar, even in private, because he kind of like destroys that exclusivity that he has with Hashem, like no matter what his intentions were, he still kind of destroys, but he kind of ruins that relationship a little bit. Well, I can say that it's not the same thing with Ben Noah, that they don't have that same kind of like personal relationship with Hashem that Avnei Shalom did.
Yeah,
that's
KD. You don't have to get another Masechta. Don't test Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. Let's see if Ariel's point can withstand this rejoinder. It's an interesting idea. Eight lines down. Meisvei.
Meisvei, higher of Meir, Omer, Minai Shekilu Ovid Kulhav and Rosi Kutora, Shil Kikoy Baro, Shem Arshea Sauta Hadam, Bahai Bahem, Kohanim Lim Yisrael, Lonemar Ella Hadam, Palamadra Shekilu Ovid Kulhav and Rosi Kutora, Ari Hukikoy Baro, Hata Bisheva Mitzu Yidan.
Yeah, that's it. So Ariel, what do you think? It's saying that a Nachri who embraces his Sheva Mitzvos is Gadol mi Afilu becoming Gadol. It sounds to you like they don't have a personal relationship?
I mean, perhaps one could say that maybe the becoming Gadol bit is saying that it's kind of like not necessarily in direct comparison. They just have more for himself. It's kind of like he's reached that kind of like high level as like a Kohen Gadol. But
I'll accept that, but still, if you make it about the personal relationship. Yeah. So I think you have to reevaluate that point. I think, you know, God is really available for those relationships.
Are we saying that all of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach are just for anarchy and cannibalism and convention? Or is it like, can we just say that about Gina before?
At the time, we explored the possibility that the Sheva Mitzvos writ large create a certain basic framework for ethical monotheism. You know, and I have found that a persuasive, you know, perspective.